What's up, folks? I am going to be just cut to the point here. I'm going to cut through the bullshit and just tell you right now, I'm going to give you a little bit of spoiler alert. I had a long conversation with Juanito last night, and there's a lot of things I want to get across to you guys, and that is have no fear. The scare event is near, but it's going to be a series of events that are going to be really, really scary, leading to the big one. So you're going to see a lot of stuff on the news. You're going to be like, man, we're about to lose our country. Have no fear. I'm going to get into this. I'm going to get into this more. It's really is now to the point that, as I said, Red October, hot, hot, hot. I said it was going to be a vertical jump. There's a marker that I'm looking for in just a few days. And I'm going to be very transparent. I'm not going to say what it is. You'll know when it happens. It's just a few days away. It's a big marker, but I'm not going to say what it is. But I will tell you right now that I've kind of got the gist of what's going on and how this is supposed to play out. Scary event is necessary. It is very necessary. Both sides want this. I do not believe we're going to a 2024 election. Just sorry the way it is. I have to state it as my opinion. Folks, Venmo, D-Rod1977, D-ROD1977. If you appreciate me, I appreciate you. When the lights go out on Amazon, please leave an honest review. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix, leave an honest review. Folks, this is an important show. I want to get your faith up. I really want you to start trusting in God, because it is going to get scary. I promise you it's going to get scary, and a lot of things are in the pipeline. Both sides are going to be going all in, and it's going to get really, really nail-biting. First of all, folks, I got a machine here that's pretty damn awesome. I hooked it up to my it's in my office. It's right next to my desk, and as you can see, I don't know if you guys can see it, that's just across from my desk. It's a unified healing unit. It was sent to me by Jason Shirka. It runs at different patterns right across from my desk. It's right there. It's on all day and all night. As I previously discussed with Jason Shirka, you may have seen my interview with Jason Shirka, where we talked about a revolutionary healing technology called the Energy Enhancement System, or EES. It's getting huge. Healing testimonies. After hearing about all the benefits, I decided to get one in my office where I spent most of my time. It's been here for 2 months. I am certainly feeling more focused, more energy. That's not a joke. I am reading a script right now, but I'm telling you right now, I have been feeling better. I've been feeling more energized from my shows. I don't know if you see it. Just 16 months ago, Jason created Unified Healing with the mission to spread his technology to the masses in an affordable and accessible way. They're opening up healing centers all across America, all across the world with these devices. There are now 350 wellness centers. I think Scott McKay opened up one too. Wellness and centers with the energy enhancement technology in 40 countries. 40 countries. Unified Healing also teams up directly with EES to donate systems to countries that cannot afford it, and to individuals who are in dire need of help. The energy enhancement system generates multiple bioactive life-enhancing energy fields. That's the way it works, including scalar waves. That's what's being emitted to me right now. Scalar waves, which allow cell regeneration, improve immune function, provide relief from pain, detoxify the body, elevate moods, and assist in balancing right and left hemispheres of the brain to increase energy levels. This thing's pretty amazing. Some of the stories seem miraculous, but this is simply the wave of the future. In a world where we can constantly bombard it with toxins, it's important to give the body the right tools to do what it is designed to do, which is heal itself. You may be one of those people that think they have tried everything and nothing works, and I totally get that, but don't let that stop you from finally experiencing the opportunity to be truly scientifically healed. The link, if it's not there right now, it will be there momentarily. It's Unified Healing. I've had this device here. I said I'm not gonna pedal it unless I feel something, and I'm actually in my, it's in my office all day long and all night, and it's on. I don't know. I'm feeling a lot more energized for my shows. That's all I can say. Folks, Spotify, Nino's Corner, Telegram, Nino's Corner. Give me a thumbs up if y'all can hear me. Big show today. Big show today. Getter, Nino's Corner, Rumble, Nino's Corner, True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer, Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer, Twitter, Nino Boxer, PatriotWear.com, Pete, get yourself some gear. You guys like this hat, or does it look like I'm a train conductor? I feel like it's a little too poofy in the front here. I feel like I'm a train conductor. Boop, boop. All right. PatriotWear.com, it's where you get... yes. Oh, yes. We are going to win this. I want you guys to get your head in the game. Right now, you got to get your head in the game, because I'm telling you right now, it's getting there. It's approaching scare event. Countdown to the scare event. I'm excited. I think this is what I've been waiting my whole life for. Juanito has, I'll tell you that, and a lot of others. And speaking about a lot of others, ninoscorner.tv, Michael Jaco's up there. Juan O'Savin's up there talking about the Rothschilds selling their estates, selling their assets. What's going on with the Rothschilds? What are they worried about? Are they going underground? I don't know. I have questions. So that's up there right now. Juan O'Savin, the Rothschilds bracing for the storm. Thank you. Yes, we're getting there, folks. We're approaching scare event. Share my video, subscribe, like. I got to get this out. We got to get more people, because what's coming, more people need to know about. It'll be less chaotic the more people that know. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I talked about with Juan last night. He gave me permission to talk about it for the first time ever. Scott McKay is going to be up. I think I'm going to put him up tomorrow night. I'm going to be putting up Scott McKay tomorrow. He's talking about the demolition of America, the controlled demolition of America, and the Reawaken Tour, the big fiasco that happened to him on the Reawaken Tour. Get his thoughts about it. You know, they put a lot of hit pieces out on him. So I got his thoughts. It's pretty good. It was a very honest interview, and he took the high ground, man. That guy has a lot of character, a lot of backbone. Dustin Nemos, Jesus Christ Warrior. Not Jesus Christ Superstar, but Jesus Christ the Warrior. That's coming up. Jesse Sabota's coming up. Scott Bennett today. Ryan Velli for the General's Tent today. The General's Tent is today at 5 p.m. You can still sign up and get in there. Go right now. We're having Ryan Velli, an intelligence contractor. Intelligence contractor for the military. Going to give us all the scoop on AI, all the technologies, where command is being, where people are getting... What am I trying to say here? Chain of command. That's what I meant to say. Chain of command. Is it AI? Well, I can tell you it won't be for long. You might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Whatever your heart desires. You guys like my Texas plan? Yeah. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Are you ready? Yes. Let's do it. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. All right. All right, folks. Well, well, well. Yes. We are now in the countdown phase of things about the shit about to happen. We are now in Red October. We're going to be going into Christmas in November. Do you believe that? It's up to you. I'm hearing 2024 will be a pretty tumultuous year. There will be some things that happen in fall that will give us some hope. And that could line up with what Bull Pony's saying, obviously, to be honest. But yeah, that could come actually pretty soon. So that does line up with Bull Pony. That will give us some hope. Some maybe a counterpunch, but 2024 is still going to be a lot of drama. I expect the big scare event probably to happen around there. I'm not making any predictions, but 2025 should be cleanup. Cleanup. And I don't think it's going to be quote-unquote election, and everything's going to go fuck. Now, both sides think they got this. Both sides are going all in. But I'm a white hat, baby. Oh, yeah. All right. This is going to get scary, but it needs to happen, okay? So let me stress that. It needs to happen. The pimple has got to burst, folks. You can't have a white head on your forehead forever. A scare event is fast approaching as the world heats up to boiling. This is what we waited for. This is what we trained for. The counterpunch will intensify the situation. So the counterpunch, when that happens, will only intensify the situation. But they will know their ass is grass. And like I said, they can't stop what's coming. Or like, as that number, as that letter in the alphabet has said many times. The pace will quicken. So when they see the counter, when they get hit with the counterpunch, they're going to go, oh, fuck. It's like a hurt fighter. They're going to go all in. But have no fear. The scary event is near. A lot of people, a lot of your friends are going to be coming up to you going, oh, my God, I can't believe this. This is so crazy. We're going to die. Just laugh and put your arms around them and say, don't worry. Have no fear. Nino is here, baby. Oh, yeah. All right. But I will say what you're watching now is exposing their hypocrisy. So what we see now, especially what happened at the Capitol. Oh, boy. You can protest other countries in America, but you just can't protest your own, right? So you can walk into the Capitol and scream for Palestine as long as you're not protesting a fair election in America. All of this is exposing them further, folks. Everything the deep state has done and is doing now is backfiring and will continue to backfire. Like I said, we're going to pull the reins back in America. The deep staters are going to go down. They are going to go down. They're going to go down. But the globalists are still going to be operating. So as we pull the reins back, it's going to lead to a bigger war. So you need to understand this. And this is all, this is Flufftube. So let me state it in this way. This is an opinion. This is my opinion. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we saw with the Palestine demonstration in the Capitol was a breach and an insurrection, okay? And it wasn't for America. It was for Palestine. Will they face the same consequences? I know a lot of people got arrested, but will they get 20-year terms? Will they get the 20-year sentence that they were handing out like bubblegum to the Patriots? I doubt it. Will the MSM call it an attack and a day of infamy that will live for a day that will live forever in infamy? Will they compare it to Pearl Harbor? Will they say this is an insurrection? This is the deadliest day, the biggest attack in U.S. history since 9/11 or since January 6th. Will they say that? Nah, they won't. I'm going to tell you right now, they won't, because it doesn't fit their agenda. And as this happens in America, Iraq, Iran, Jordan all ignite in massive protest at U.S. embassies worldwide, and violence erupts all over the place. So it's heating up. It's getting just right. And I love it. I like it. When it's too rough for you, it's just right for me. All right, Aaron Kemper, thank you. So as the world watched America's so-called elected instigator and igniter, Biden, go to Israel and kneel before Israel. Kneel before Israel. Son of Israel. Kneel before Israel. As he showed up there and gave his homage and said, you got my backing. You got America's backing. We're all going to be sending our tax dollars to Ukraine and now Israel. See, what they're doing is depleting our resources here, starting fires internationally, while they invade us at the border and destroy and strain our infrastructure. Deplete our resources and strain our infrastructure. Very clever, but it's not going to work. So World War III now moves much closer, and so does, guess what, this scare event. But I'm going to tell you right now, it needs to happen, and victory is ours. Do you see Donald Trump worried? I don't. He was invited. A lot of broadcasters are not talking the way I am, but I'm doubling down on it. In fact, I'm tripling and quadrupling down on it because I am confident. It's like I'm in the fight and I caught that motherfucker and I saw his knees buckle and I go, oh, I got this guy. I got him and he ain't doing nothing to stop it. That's where we're at in the fight right now. And they may be coming out like gangbusters, right? They're going to come out. They're going to come all out. But we know we're calm. We're collected. We know we caught the guy with a good shot. We know he's opening. Doesn't matter what he does. We know he's going to be open again. And he's going to go down like a sack of taters. And that's where we're at in the fight. And that's where I feel we're at in the fight. So I'm telling you right now, do not fret. Do not worry. Do not be scared. It's going to get scary. And I'm going to come on here and scare you. I'm going to scare you because that's my job. But I decided to do a positive show today because I have to go back to scaring you after this. I got to get your senses up. I got to get you guys aware. I got to scare you. It's my job. But have no fear. We need this to happen. It has to happen this way. We got this. So be calm for your neighbors and your friends. Be a pillar of strength. Let them watch some Nino. Get prepared. You're going to need some food. You'll probably need some water. You might have to buckle down for a little bit. I don't know. But just know that victory is ours, that I can taste it. Yeah. All right. So doesn't it feel like, see, what they're trying to do, what they're going to try to do in America is somewhat like the Hunger Games. They want to also hunt each other. Not going to happen. They're going to get close, though. All right, folks. U.S. issues worldwide caution safety alert for Americans. Be very scared. Be very scared and be careful where you travel. They're coming after you, these masked men. These masked men, these Hamas, they're coming for you. The U.S. State Department has released an extremely rare worldwide travel alert stating that American citizens should exercise increased caution around the world due to increasing tensions in various countries. Sounds like lockdowns might be coming. All right. Israel's Hail Biden visit as Arab allies recoil. So, Amman, Jordan, President Biden received a hero's welcome. Look how they have to put this. A hero's welcome. Starting World War III, but he got a hero's welcome. In Tel Aviv on Wednesday, as he hugged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and told the Israeli public he didn't think a mass casualty blast at a hospital in Gaza was Israel's fault. But the glowing reception coincided with outrage in the Muslim world. He's stoking the fire, folks. He's stoking the fire. As anti-Israel protests erupted from Morocco to Iran in response to the deadly incident, and Arab leaders canceled meetings with Biden, severing the second half of his scheduled Middle East itinerary. It wasn't supposed to be that way. Biden's top diplomat, Anthony Blinken, has spent the last week shuttling fanatically between seven countries in the hopes of forging a more unified position on the war in Gaza. It's going to be scary. Like I said, it's going to be scary. But I'm telling you right now, stay in prayer. God's got this. And turn on some Nino. Some Nino with your coffee. How do you guys like this? It's not over yet. They made me sing a little cameo in songs in Juanito's cheesy little song. And I sang my little cameo. And yes, it is cheesy. I did it. Why I did it, I don't know. But I did it, and now I sing my little part. It's not over yet. Joe Biden gives Israel private backing to ground invasion of Gaza, saying he's fully in support of plans to eradicate Hamas. Are you really? Are you really? Weren't you giving him money? Oh, okay. I get it. Sources say as defense minister warns it will be a long and difficult war. That's what you think. Oh, boy. Joe Biden spent 7.5 hours in Tel Aviv on Wednesday meeting Israeli officials to discuss their response to the October 7th Hamas terror attack. Biden reportedly told Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. was fully in support of Israel's plans to launch a ground invasion in Gaza. As we bring more of these Hamas in our country, we're in support of Israel, but hey, Hamas. Get in, come on, hurry up, get inside. Come on. Biden declares Israel and Ukraine support is vital. It's vital for U.S. security. Oh, you think? Okay. We'll ask Congress for billions and billions more. So, Washington, declaring that U.S. leadership holds the world together, President Joe Biden told Americans on Thursday night the country must deepen its support of Ukraine and Israel in the middle of two vastly different, unpredictable, and bloody wars that we didn't start, okay? Ah, we had nothing to do with it. Here's more money. Here's more money. Here's more money. I need more tax dollars. Thank you. More money, more money, more money. While we suffer here. But I don't know. Trump has said it before. The Biden pause. You guys, folks, you got to really listen to what he says because he really spells it out for you in his speeches. He's letting you know. He's letting you know. Biden's speech reflected an expansive view of U.S. obligations overseas. At a time when he faces political resistance at a home to additional funding, at home to additional funding, he's expected to ask for $105 billion on Friday, including another $60 billion for Ukraine, another $60 billion for Ukraine, and $105 billion for Israel. That you're paying for, and guess what? They're going to raise taxes and inflation. But folks, I don't think we got much more than a year and a couple months of this. It's going to get scary, but we're going to go on the offense pretty soon is what I was told. So I'm not a psychic. I'm not a prophetic. I'm just David doing my job. Okay. U.S. Navy warship near Yemen intercepts multiple missiles, U.S. officials say. The U.S. Navy warship operating in the Middle East intercepted multiple projectiles near the coast of Yemen on Thursday, two U.S. officials told CNN. One of the officials said the missiles were fired by an Iranian-backed Houthi militants who were engaged in an ongoing conflict in Yemen. Approximately 2 to 3 missiles were intercepted, according to a second official. This shit's going to start happening almost daily, folks. Okay, this is going to start happening like all the time. On the regular. Folks, once again, share my videos. Please share my videos and subscribe. Subscribe to my crazy fucking ass. Thank you. Later Thursday, Pentagon Press Secretary General Pat Ryder confirmed that the USS Kearney shot down 3 land attack missiles as well as several drones that were launched by Iranian-backed Houthi forces in Yemen. This action was a demonstration of the integrated air and missile defense architecture that we built in the Middle East and that we are prepared to utilize whenever necessary to protect our partners and our interests in the important region. He said at the news briefing, there were no casualties to U.S. forces and none that we know of to any civilians on the ground. No, I did not take any cocaine this morning. I did not have cocaine with my coffee. It's just some different coffee and it's strong. Oh. Maybe it's this machine that's in here. I don't know. I've had it in here for a while. I'm also taking some different supplements. I'm fasting. The fasting, man, that's helping. I'm taking the trim with Nino. I take all the stuff I pedal out here. The grifter. Everything the grifter pushes. I'm going to start selling snake oil pretty soon. Drones attack a U.S. military base in southern Syria, and there are minor injuries, U.S. officials say. A military base in southern Syria where U.S. troops have maintained a presence to train forces as part of the broad campaign against the Islamic State group was attacked by drones on Thursday, two U.S. officials told the Associated Press. The drone was shot down, but another caused minor injuries, said one of the officials who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the matter before our official announcement about the incident. So, folks, the scare event, I've been told, is not going to be something like, oh, Israel's going to get hit with a nuke, or maybe you – it's not going to be like that. It's going to be a threat, from what I'm understanding, on our mainland. So, the 50 states. So, but, Nino for president. No, he's got to be Sancho for presidente. Sancho don't take no shit, okay? Sancho, he liked the pussy, but he is not a pussy. All right. Congress buys up war stocks ahead of Hamas attack on Israel. Really? You don't say. As tension escalates between Israel and the Hamas group, it has been revealed U.S. congressional leaders have been making some strategic investment moves into military-related stocks. Wow, thank you, Antonio. For starters, defense company General Dynamics has witnessed a surge in purchases. This isn't entirely unexpected. Defense stocks often become attractive during times of geopolitical tension. Remember the Ukrainian war? We saw a similar trend. So the congressman gets some inside information. They know what's coming. However, what's even more intriguing is the secretarial split between Republicans and Democrats. A substantial number of Republicans have shown a keen interest in the energy sector. Heavyweights like ExxonMobil and Devon Energy and Chevron are clearly the favorites. But Democrats seem to be playing the long game, focusing on the cybersecurity sector with acquisitions in firms like Fortinet, according to Insights. So, they get little whispers. Folks, you're very, I'm going to tell you right now. You should pat yourself on the back that you have the insight and awareness to listen to my program. Because you're a very small percentage of people that are going to know what to do when the shit hits a fan, and you're not going to be scared. You're going to say, we were told about this. Just like everything else. You know what, folks? I'm going to read something real quick. I want to read this because I feel like I need to give myself a little pat on the back. You know what I'm saying? A little pat on the back because I feel like I deserve some credit where credit is due. And what I'm going to say right now goes a little something like this. Where the fuck is it? Huh. All right, let me refresh your memory. I put this on Twitter, and I'm sure people are fucking pissed off. Fuck you. You're arrogant. You're overconfident. Let me refresh your memory. Remember I said Trump would get the boogeyman before he got it to prove alternative methods? Yes, it's. I did do that on Instagram, and I said he's going to get it. Trump's going to get sick. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? How do you know? That's stupid. He did. And I said he's going to use alternative methods, and he did. Remember I said would be disastrous and celebrities would push them as being trendy months before that these things even came out? I did on Instagram. Remember I said that the election would be a bank robbery? I did. I said that months before it happened. I was right. Remember I said the border would be a free-for-all when Biden got in and he would orchestrate World War III? Well, look what's happening now. I did. I said it on Instagram. Remember I said Ron DeSantis? I talked about Ron DeSantis on YouTube. I said Ron DeSantis was a deep state tool. I did. It's somewhere on here. I said that probably a year and a half ago. Remember Juan called the Trump arrest years before it happened, he called it the gut punch. Remember that one? He did. It's on YouTube somewhere. Actually, go to my Rumble. All the videos I take down from YouTube are on Rumble. But he did. And what are we saying now that's still to come? The counterpunch is coming. And what else? A scare event. Things will go nuclear. And if you're not at ninoscorner.tv, you're doing yourself a huge disservice. So I just wanted to refresh your memory. Pro-Palestine demonstrators swarm on Capitol Hill, demand Gaza ceasefire as police arrest protesters. Wow. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators swarmed the Cannon Rotunda on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday with hundreds of protesters demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. I wonder what's going to happen to these people. Probably nothing. They're probably going to smack them on the wrist because it's for Palestine. But if you're protesting America, you go to jail for 20 years. The group Jewish Voice for Peace said on a post on X, formerly Twitter, that over 350 demonstrators, including two dozen rabbis, were inside the large rotunda while thousands of others protest outside. And you know what, folks? I don't think anything's going to happen to these people. I don't. But the hypocrisy is what you need to pay attention to, because that's what's important, exposing all this, the hypocrisy. And a lot of you are saying, I can't wait any longer. I just want this to be over with. I agree with you. And I'll go back to that soon because I got to scare you. I got to keep scaring you guys. That is my job. But it's the finale that's coming. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be real exciting. Oh, boy. It is. It's going to be real exciting. It's going to be Apocalypse Day. I wonder if they'll make that a national holiday. Apocalypse Day. Remember back in the year 2024 when we thought we were going to get bombed by hydrogen bombs and atomic bombs and, you know. All right. Gaza carnage spreads anger across Mideast, alarming U.S. allies and threatening to widen conflict. So within hours after a blast was said to have killed hundreds at the Gaza hospital, protesters hurled stones at Palestinian security forces in the occupied West Bank and at riot police in neighboring Jordan, venting fury at their leaders for failing to stop the carnage. At a summit planned in Jordan on Wednesday between U.S. President Joe Biden and Jordan's King Abdullah Al-Khanda, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah Al-Sisi, and Palestinian President Mohammed Abbas was canceled after Abbas withdrew in protest. U.S. Security of State Anthony Blinken had spent much of the past week meeting with Arab leaders to try to ease tensions, but those efforts are now in doubt following the hospital blast. A raw nerve of decades of Palestinian suffering left exposed by U.S. broken normalization agreements between Israel and Arab states is throbbing once again, threatening broader unrest as we bring them here. I'm hearing a million refugees. A million. Oh, boy. Russia picks a side. Remember I said they're all picking sides right now. That's what's happening. First batch of humanitarian aid from Russia has arrived in Egypt. It will be transferred to Egyptian Red Crescent, which together with the UN will transport aid to the Gaza Strip. Progressives call for the U.S. to take in some expected 1 million Gaza refugees. But they'll all be going back, I'm telling you right now. So let them come in, and they'll be going back. Experts predict a million refugees might flee the Gaza Strip amid the war between Israel and Hamas, and socialist and far-left lawmakers said America should welcome them. Of course. 50% of the population in Gaza are children. How do you think their religious beliefs are going to intertwine with the Constitution? You know how they love gay people. They love them. This is going to get interesting. Oh, boy. 50% of the population in Gaza are children. The international community, as well as the United States, should be prepared to welcome refugees from Palestine while being very careful to vet and not allow members of Hamas. Said, "What do you? Who do you think they are? Okay, you live in Gaza Strip. Okay, what you fucking? You think they're gonna be like? Oh gosh, I. Who writes these articles? The U.S. is the most generous nation in the world, but we are in no position to accept additional refugees, especially from a region with a high risk of terrorism, given our nation's inability to secure our own border or vet those who are already here," Rubio told the Post. So let's expect some refugees, Hamas refugees. I think it's going to happen. Of course. And Biden will come on and say, it's our duty as a caring Christian country, as a white supremacist country, to take in the Hamas as we fund Israel and as we fund to bomb them. And then we take in the refugees. Does that make sense to you? What? All right. Trump vows to keep jihadists and their sympathizers out of the U.S. reinstate travel ban. So Trump's doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down. He's saying, listen, former President Donald Trump campaign announced his plan to ensure jihadists and their sympathizers remain out of the U.S. under his administration should take office in 2025. The announcement comes off the heels of the sparking of a war between Israel and Hamas after the terrorist group launched terror attacks this month. Trump vowed to reinstate and expand his signature travel ban from places with high-level risk of terrorism. Additionally, he plans to suspend refugee resettlement through the U.S. Department of State, deportations, ideological screening for immigrants, and revoke visas. Got it. Yes, I've been trying to kill that thing all day. Israel and Hamas after the terrorist group launched it. Okay, so look, here, I'm going to just cut through this. From what I understand, there is going to be something called the Real ID, and I'm paying close attention to this, and this is what's going to make all the immigrants get the fuck out of here because they're not going to be able to get work. So people, Americans, are going to probably get this thing called the Real ID, is what I've been told. I can't speak much more about it, but I think that's what Trump's going to implement, and you're going to think it's deep state. You're going to be like, oh, this is bad. It's going to have a chip, but it's the only thing that's going to keep – listen, I'm going to be watching this. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to be watching this. It was explained to me briefly yesterday. Basically, it's going to be like a way to get them out of here faster. Basically, they'll be leaving on their own because once this Real ID comes in, it won't be a chip on your body, but I think there's going to be something. I don't know. I'll learn more about it. Yeah, but it's not going to be like the one in California. It's going to be completely different. I see that. I see it. I'll have Juan explain it more. And that might be coming in around 2025, when the cleanup happens and the jails get full. Trump vows to keep, okay, I already said that, didn't I? I need to go to the gym. I'm going to hit the gym today. I didn't hit the gym yesterday. Maybe that's why I have a lot of pent-up energy. Germany's chancellor condemns firebomb attack at Berlin synagogue, vows protection for Jews. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz strongly condemned a firebomb assault on a synagogue in Berlin on Wednesday, saying that we will never accept when attacks are carried out against Jewish institutions. Okay. Assailants threw two Molotov cocktails early Wednesday at the synagogue in the center of the German capital, police said, as anti-Semitic incidents in the country have been rising following the violent escalation in the Middle East. Trump. I am willing to go to jail, he says, if that's what it takes for our country to win and become a democracy again. Earlier today, remember, it's important Trump is out of the picture. Whatever happens to him, do not fret, do not be scared, do not be afraid. It's all part of it. Earlier today, lawless Trump-hating D.C. judge Tonya Chutkan. Hit President Trump with a gag order in his DOJ lawsuit by the Biden regime. President Trump will be barred from speaking out against special counsel Jack Smith. Don't worry, I can still talk about him. All right. Anyway, court witnesses and more. This is a complete lawlessness and is meant to silence President Trump as Jack Smith continues to leak to the press on a weekly basis. This was an unprecedented move by a Trump-hating D.C. judge who has openly spoken out against President Trump and his supporters. Things ain't going to work out too well for her. Of course, The fake news media covered the story like it's another Monday of news and not unprecedented, unconstitutional move that it is. Later today, President Trump mentioned the latest attack by angry liberals during his speech in Iowa. President Trump said, a judge gave a gag order today. Did you hear that? On speech, which I believe is totally unconstitutional, what she did. A judge gave a gag order. The judge doesn't like me too much. Her whole life is not liking me. Her whole life has been not liking me. But she gave a gag order. You know what a gag order is? You can't speak badly about your opponent. But this is weaponry all being done because Joe Biden is losing the election and losing very, very badly to all of us in the polls. He's losing badly. But what they don't understand is that I'm willing to go to jail if that's what it takes for our country to win and become a democracy again. Thank you very much. So true. Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter. Do you like this? I've never cared for her, but she looks like a... What does she look like to me? Ann Coulter. She just looks like she needs to get... a few times, you know? I don't think she's getting any, just saying. She's very mad. She's very mad at men specifically. And she's very mad at Trump. Hell has no wrath over a woman's scorn, correct? So, Ann Coulter, Trump's endorsement got sent DeSantis nothing. So she's backing the sanctimonious. Donald Trump is indignant that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would dare run for president when he knows Trump is running, according to the former president and Big Baby. This is betrayal of epic proportion because Trump endorsed DeSantis during his first gubernatorial run, whereas winning the presidency by promising to build a wall and then reneging is a trifle hardly worth mentioning. So Ann Coulter is giving her endorsement for Ron DeSantis and bashing Trump. It's really sad when you see women that get older and they get hardened. Like, I don't know, man. It's sad. And they get really pissed off at men. It's sad. Especially alpha men, megalomaniac men, men that have big egos, women that used to love those men, and those men never took them serious and just slept with them. Sorry if I'm pissing some of you ladies off. I'm not meaning to. But then later that backfires and the women get very mad and they hate those men. Or they just settle down with a beta male because he's there for their emotional support. War between Israel and Hamas raises fears about rising U.S. hostility. A fatal stabbing in Illinois, a gun pointed at protesters in Pennsylvania, vandalism at synagogues and harassment of staff at a Palestine restaurant, are all rising fears that the war between Israel and Hamas sparking violence in the United States. The tensions follow a familiar pattern of crimes against Jewish and Muslim communities rising when conflict erupts in the Middle East and Americans have been killed or taken hostage. We have a two-pronged threat to America faith communities, said Brian Levin, founding director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino. So war between Israel and Hamas raises fears about rising U.S. hostility. Yet, think about this. We give money to Iran over here, stoking the fucking anger and resentment towards America and Israel. And then Hamas attacks Israel. And then we come to Israel's rescue and say, ooh, how'd that happen? This is like a boxing promoter. How'd that happen? Oh, that's how it happened? Oh, we got to protect you now. We'll send you money now. Yeah. And then, I know, we'll bring the Hamas refugees to Israel. Already combine that with all the refugees we brought when Big Mike's husband was president and we brought in millions of Muslims. To stoke the fire in the United States just a little more. Now will fund Israel, have them fight each other, and then watch chaos erupt in America. Yes! Not so fast, motherfuckers! We got your number. We got your playbook. Okay? Nino's airing it out. I'm telling you, it's a performance every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Oh, boy. Israel-Hamas war tipped to spark nuclear showdown as Iran and crash course the bomb. So the Israel-Hamas conflict could spark a nuclear war if Iran races to build a bomb, a former Defense Intelligence Agency officer has warned. A terrifying warning comes as Israel prepares to mount a ground invasion of Gaza in response to the Hamas atrocities on October 7th that left at least 1,400 Israelis dead. Israel strikes in the besieged enclave have killed roughly 2,800 Palestinians, with another 1,200 people believed to be buried under the rubble, alive or dead. So the bombing campaign has sparked saber rattling from Iran, with fears a new front could soon open up on the Lebanon-Israel border of Hezbollah. An Iran-backed terrorist group gets involved. So, so. The desired war that we instigated is coming to fruition. I always picture these guys like the Emperor in Star Wars, or like fucking, who would be Darth Vader? I feel like Darth Vader would be Big Mike's husband. Who would be Jabba the Hutt? I think Jabba the Hutt would be like Dick Cheney. Biden would be one of those like administrators with a big goofy helmet on. Have you guys seen Spaceballs? Large portion of Americans doubt democracy and new violence as is and view violence. They view violence as acceptable. Poll finds. A large portion of Americans on both sides of this aisle favor getting rid of democracy and imposing violence on their political opponents, among other authoritarian measures, according to a new poll. Sounds like they're pushing civil war. That's what it sounds like here. 31% of Donald Trump supporters and 24% of President Joe Biden supporters said that democracy is no longer viable and an alternative system should be tried, according to an October poll from the University of Virginia Center for Politics. The poll surveyed 2,800 registered voters from August 25th to December 11th and has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.2 percentage points. So they're setting the table, stoking the fire. That's all this is. None of this is organic. It's all, what's it called? It's not organic. That's all I'm going to say. None of it is, it's devised, it's strategized, it's a word I'm looking for. Someone put it on here. It's manufactured. Maybe that's the word. Manufactured. It's manufactured. It's not organic. There it is. Breaking now. Jim Jordan will not say. I heard they're going on another vote. Are they going on another vote right now? Can you guys give me a thumbs up? Is that what's happening right now? Because this article said Jim Jordan will not pursue third Speaker of the House vote. And he will support Patrick McHenry. But what's going on right now? Are they doing another vote right now? Jordan list vote. What he just lost to get. Damn. Vote over, no speaker. Wow. Yep. Yeah. Let's get to some border news. In border news, US starts deportation flights to Venezuela, aiming to curb migration. It's not gonna do dick. It's just a propaganda thing. It's just a political stunt. So U.S. immigration authorities Wednesday returned nearly 130 immigrants. Wow, that's a lot. 130 compared to the millions that are pouring in. But we sent back 130 immigrants to Venezuela starting deportation flights. Biden administration officials view as a crucial step forward into reducing the record number of illegal crossings at the U.S. southern border. 130 immigrants were sent back to Venezuela, while tens of thousands come into any single port daily. Wow. It's kind of like the same political stunt that Abbott did with sending immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. Same shit. Oh, let's make it look, let's make this a little political stunt. People are stupid. They'll buy it. Don't worry. It's hilarious. Well, in a way, they're right. A lot of people did buy it. 30-year mixed. Why do I keep saying that? 30-year fixed mortgage rate just hit 8% for the first time since 2000. Treasury yields soar. The average rate of the popular 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 8% Wednesday morning. Yields on U.S. Treasuries are soaring. Higher mortgage rates have caused applications to plummet. And what the fuck news? And what the fuck news? Far right Twitter troll gets 7 months in prison for election interference scheme. So this guy, a far right Twitter troll who posted fake ads telling Hillary Clinton supporters they could vote in the 2006 election by text, was sentenced to 7 months in prison on Wednesday. Douglas Mackey, 34, was convicted of election interference in March after a trial that drew the attention of anti-extremist groups and right-wing politicians and pundits. Despite his arguments in court motions that his activities were protected First Amendment speech, Brooklyn Federal Court Judge Ann Donnelly countered that he was being sent to prison for conspiring to take away people's right to vote. Wow. Wow. What's good for the goose ain't good for the gander, I guess. You're not being sentenced for your political beliefs or for expressing those beliefs, she said. Each one of us has the right to hold opinions and express those opinions. Rather, she said, he used an insidious method of spreading lies to deceive people out of voting, describing it as nothing short of an assault on our democracy. Wow. Wow. They should take a look at themselves. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. These people don't see their side, do they? They choose not to look at themselves. They point fingers, and they can do all the shit they want to do. What's good for me is not good for thee. Contrived. Maybe that's what it is. I'm going on with Scott Bennett right now in 30 minutes. And then I have, I don't think I revealed too much. I do have a marker coming. I have a marker coming in a few days. I'll let you know afterwards if it happens, if it doesn't happen. Out of my three markers, four markers. Well, maybe five now. Two have been met. Jeffries didn't win. Sidney Powell is not a traitor, from my understanding. She had to plead guilty. She's not a traitor. She had to do what she had to do. She's not in the firewall, by the way, from my understanding. You control what you get suckered into. Nino for speaker. I could be Speaker of the House. Why don't you put my name in the nomination? Let's see what happens. Wouldn't that be fun? Imagine I win. Someone nominate me, please. I'll happily bring down the gavel on your asses, okay? I'll happily bring down the gavel. Someone nominate Nino for Speaker of the House. I'll do it. I'll go ahead and do it. I'm telling you right now, shit will straighten up real quick. Nominate Nino. I like the sound of that. Nominate Nino, Speaker of the House, and Sancho for Presidente. All right, folks, I'm out of here. and the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting. All right, folks, I'm out of here. I will see you Monday morning, but I will be on ninoscorner.tv with a lot of great and interesting interviews. See you later. Goodbye. Have a nice day.